back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2278. Now, going right to the lines. We're all loaded up. I'm going to get to everybody. Do not hang up. When I call on you, try to boil it down with not too many flourishes. We're going to start with CJ of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, CJ?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I threw a Save the Filibuster party last night, and we had a blast. Woohoo! 52 senators decided to save democracy. Who said doomsday for democracy if they change the filibuster, Matt? Who said that?
There was no filibuster at the beginning of our republic, and then it was a speaking filibuster for most of our history. And what Schumer tried to do was to throw a bone to Manchin and Sinema and say, fine, have the filibuster. There's 100 senators. They can speak twice as long as they want either time. They can speak for a month each time, speaking filibuster, but they got to get up on their hind legs. They got to talk. That takes work.
That,
you can't have some crank, somebody like Moscow Mitch, wiggle his finger and go, you need 10 votes. We don't have them. Go away. You can't have that. The filibuster is no longer functional the way it was. It's being used by people in bad faith to destroy the government. Thanks for calling in, CJ. Next, we're going to Eric of Toma, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Eric?
Oh, I'm just tired of the same old, same old. Everybody railing against this Keystone Pipeline crap. People need to do their own research and realize Keystone Pipeline has been up and running since 2010. It's the worst, nastiest oil that there is. We don't even refine it in the U.S. The only thing that was shut down was a shortcut that was going to affect up to 40 million different people on an aquifer that nobody could ever clean if that toxic crap actually ended up leaking into the ground. That's about it.
Right. You know, that's an excellent point. First of all, nobody is shutting down essential pipelines. They are all over the place. But we have pipelines. We have one coming right through Wisconsin, just south of Madison. And it does leak. These things do leak. They leak. And when they leak, they shouldn't leak. And we finally will take care of that. Listen, that's an excellent point, Eric. I mean, the point of the matter is, from a pragmatic point of view, oil and gas are being transported, but the Democrats are being hit for just rudimentary safety practices. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Thanks for calling. Next, we go to Nick of Lake Mills, my friend. Thanks for calling, Nick. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Matt. Yeah, they're going to be going nowhere with this with the legislation that's coming up. They're going to sit on their hands till midterms. I would like to see like what they're doing in Michigan with that Dana Nettles or Dana something. They should indict those people. Anybody that did that, those three states with the fraudulent documents for the electors, that's indictable. They should be arrested right now.
Right.
They should just start going after. If you can't get your stuff passed, then you just start arresting people. Because when I voted for Biden, I was one of those idiots that thought Trump was going to get in handcuffs on January 22nd. And I thought heads were going to roll. And no heads are rolling. So people are frustrated. They're not seeing any movement as far as prosecution. So that's it. That's my two cents. Well, why is Josh Paul? That's indictable. Pick him up. Go get him at a restaurant. Go get him in their homes. Go get him on the floor of the Senate or Congress and pull him out and slap them with indictments and then let them deal with it. That's what they should be focusing on right now
Not only that, so you're making the great point. They can be charged by the state, too. In other words, this is a felony. This is forgery. This is fraud. And everybody's going, Merrick Garland should do it. The AG of Wisconsin, of Michigan, and so on. Yeah, Merrick Garland should do it. Merrick Garland has not stood up to things. He hasn't stood up to things. Yeah, he went after the Oath Keepers on seditious conspiracy, but the Oath Keepers are low-hanging fruit. Nobody cares about him. What about Donald Trump? What about Steve Bannon? What about Mark Meadows? What about the ringleaders? What about the 10 people who fraudulently said in Wisconsin that they were electors and that was false? They should be charged. And I think you're right, our attorney general, if Merrick Garland won't get off the dime, well, by God, then they should be charged by the state right away. Right. I'm with you 100%. And this thing's going to drag out with appeals and everything else. And then in November, if God forbid the Republicans take over, they're going to withdraw all these subpoenas. shut down the commission, put in, shut down any judgeship nominations. We have a very small window of opportunity. Next, we're going to Eastside Dave. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Eastside Dave?
Hello. Well, I just happened to be tuned into Joe Biden's message yesterday, probably on PBS, and I just hung out and stopped what I was doing and listened to the man, and he's just getting bashed left and right now, and I believe in him as a good man who's out for, you know, he's the opposite of Trump or whatever his name was, and he's out for the right interests of this country. He's doing everything he can, and he keeps getting shouted down by the good old Republicans. What else is new? And but my heart is with him. I say God bless him, even though I'm not religious. And the many things he's trying to do for the best interests of our country. And I don't care what religion he is. Actually, I don't even care if he worships Satan, which isn't going to happen, but I want to leave it there.
Well, you know, Eastside Dave, that's a very profound thing, except for the stuff at the end about Satan, which has no basis in fact. But the truth of the matter is, he is a good man. He's doing his best, and he is being viciously attacked by the seditious conspiracy people. He is. And the Republicans, not a single Republican voted for voting reform. Not a single one, where 16 of them voted a few years ago for it. And back in the when George W. Bush was president, it passed 98-2. The Republican Party is this. It's a fascist cult formerly known as the Republican Party. Joe Biden's standing up to it. If we didn't have Joe Biden, we'd be in tough shape. Thanks a lot for calling. Going back to the lines, Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling, Robert. What's on your mind today?
Good morning. I just want to make a few points. I agree with the sentiment that Josh Call should be doing something. He should be going after the fake electors. And I didn't understand why in Michigan, I hadn't seen that video until recently, they came up to the door and the state police was there. They should have put the handcuffs on him and put him in a cell. I believe the sentence is up to 10 years in prison, you know, for federal election crime. And doing what they did. So what are we doing? You know, I mean, obviously Merrick Garland needs to do something, but there's a lot that can be done at the state. You don't see Letitia James in New York sitting on her rear end while the Trump organization's committing all kinds of crimes. I mean, in that case, they what they say, they had a 30,000 square foot residence when it came to get a bank loan, but when it was time to pay taxes, all of a sudden his residence shrank to 10,000 square feet. So I think Josh Call and the Attorney General of Michigan and other states need to get off the dime. In terms of CJ with the filibuster, he's out of his damn mind. You know, all they did was obstruct and obstruct and obstruct, and Obama was in there. You know, and McConnell came out and said, my whole goal is for him to fail. And, you know, I think Joe Biden was right. These guys are do-nothing. They have no ideas. They don't have the demographics on their side. They can't appeal to people. So they're just going to steal democracy is basically where they're headed. So, I mean, you look at, you know, they opened up the filibuster for lower court judges because they kept getting blocked. Well, he took it a step further. He expanded it to the Supreme Court, and they stole the Supreme Court seat. So they're not playing fair on the state level, but we're supposed to be bipartisan on the federal level? Give me a break.
Yeah, that's a mouthful. Very, very well stated, quite frankly. And let's just start with the last thing you said. Manchin, Sinema are not in good faith. They're essentially lying. They decided a long time ago to vote with their donors. Manchin gets very, very substantial contributions from the energy industry, Sinema from the pharmaceutical industry. They don't want voting reform because if they were voting reform, they're afraid more Democrats would get in. The irony is, and I'll say this, the irony is, first of all, voting reform is very popular among Republicans. And secondly, if there were true voting reform and there was true access to things like absentee ballots and minimum of 30-minute wait in line, in other words, enough voting machines and fair maps, believe it or not, the Republicans would do pretty well. They don't understand what's going on. But the truth of the matter is that Manchin and Sinema stabbed us and they were in bad faith. The second thing is that, and you really hit the nail on the head, why are we insisting on, quote, bipartisanship when the problem was created by non-bipartisanship. In other words, these state legislatures who passed these repressive laws and this gerrymandering did it without any Democratic votes. And so now the proposal is, let's do it on a bipartisan basis, but if no Republican wants to do it, then we, who have the slight majority at the federal level, should undo that. It doesn't mean gerrymander it to help Democrats. It means un-gerrymander it. It was gerrymandered on a partisan basis by Republicans, and we are proposing to un-gerrymander it, including in Democratic states, including Maryland, New York, and Illinois, and others, California, un-gerrymandering it, which we have to do with just Democrats. It makes absolutely no intellectual sense to say you need bipartisanship, which is being withheld from us, to undo a partisan action. Now, Manchin and Sinema, you look at their faces, they're not telling the truth. Manchin looks uncomfortable. He looks away. He says, oh, I'm for voting rights, but I'm for the process. Well, Schumer gave him the process, a speaking veto. Go ahead. 100 people, twice they can speak, as long as they want, for a day, a month, a year, whatever they want. Of course, they won't do that because people realize what they're up to. What they want to be able to do is just demand 10 votes without doing any work. They don't want a work requirement. They like work requirements everywhere else, but they don't want that kind of work requirement. And as far as the electors, you're absolutely right. 10 people met and falsely said in an official document that they were the electors. That's got to be prosecuted. Merrick Garland will have 2 more years to do it till 2024 at the least, depending on who wins even 2024. But we here in the state, our attorney general is up in 2022. I think he'll get reelected. He should get reelected. But what if he doesn't? Some hack comes in and shuts it down. There is urgency. There is urgency. And the reaction of state attorneys general around the state has been to pass the buck, pass it on to Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland doesn't want it. He's weak, frankly. He's weak. And where are the Democrats in all this? Where are the Democrats in all this? I'm hearing it loud and clear from the callers to the show. We have plenty of callers to this show. I'm hearing it from them, and there are plenty of conservative callers, which I welcome. It's one of the few shows has both sides call in. You try calling in to a right-wing station, and you're a Democrat, they'll cut you off immediately. We don't cut anybody off immediately, but these have been very, very helpful comments. And there has got to be prosecutions. We do not have a long time to do it. We have till November. Maybe we'll have another 4 years. I hope we do. We probably will. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Wishes were, if wishes and butts were candy and nuts, we'd have Christmas every day. Wishes were fishes, we'd have some to fry. Wishes were horses, then beggars would ride. Woulda, coulda, coulda. Woulda, coulda, coulda. I'm tired of it. Let's get some action. Let's get some of that good prosecutorial action. Going to a break. Line's still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.